At 6:06, it is mostly clear, 77 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We do have a heat advisory and an ozone alert for the Tulsa area today. We're looking for sunshine and a high of 96 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa City Council presents its proposed capital improvement list to the public. The plan tops out at nearly $920 million. Now, $470 million would go to the streets. The rest will be spread out to items that the council feels have been neglected. This is City Councilor G.T. Bynum from last night's council meeting talking about the city's swimming pools.
It takes the pools that we have that are run down, that have really become cold holes in the ground to escape the heat, and reconstructs those in a way that will make them destination places for families throughout the city of Tulsa.
It also includes funding for the police and fire departments, the city's IT department, as well as Tulsa Transit and the zoo. Town hall meetings on the list will begin next week. Governor Fallon is requesting an audit of the state corrections department. She wants to know if the agency's current structure is, quoting now, in the best interest of taxpayers, end quote. She requested the audit 3 weeks after the corrections department director resigned. Now, he and the governor had clashed over the practice of housing inmates in private prisons. Oklahoma Corrections Professional Association Director Sean Wallace says private prisons are not the way to go.
The private prisons are telling the lawmakers that you'll save all kinds of money if you put your guys into private prisons. And every state in the country is going in the opposite direction that Oklahoma is going.
The governor's request asks the auditor to review the current structure of the department to determine if the agency implemented changes recommended in an earlier audit. Well, speaking of the governor, she will be in Tulsa later today. She is to address the Chamber of Commerce at lunchtime. Tulsa International Airport is offering some new incentives, and Marshall Stewart reports this morning it is an effort to try and bring new airlines and routes to Tulsa.
Airport Authority spokesperson Alexis Higgins says Tulsa International wants to be more competitive in today's marketplace.
For instance, we know that Kansas City is a market that Tulsans are interested in, and a package such as this could help a smaller carrier that would have the right kind of aircraft for that market. This type of package could help them make the decision to go ahead and enter the Tulsa market.
Incentives include marketing cash and waivers of landing and terminal rental fees for 18 months. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa police say a 2-year-old girl who was abducted from a daycare has been found safe, and the Amber Alert for her has been canceled. Now, authorities will only say that Unique Gill was found safe yesterday afternoon, and the suspect in the abduction, believed to be her father, has been taken into custody. The Circle Cinema celebrates 85 years in Tulsa. The anchor of the Whittier Square Shopping Center is holding its reopening with a weekend festival. Cinema director Stephanie LaFevers says the Circle is the last historical cinema in Tulsa.
And now we're operating it as Circle Cinema, as throwback to our older days, as a movie theater, but also kind of embracing new technology, new types of films being made, and of course the talent of filmmakers that are out there.
She says the renovations return its historic look while adding the ability to accommodate larger crowds. Our weather forecast, a heat advisory, and an ozone alert for us today. Plentiful sunshine and hot, a high of 96. It will be clear tonight, 71 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.